Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to this Tuesday night show. And, you know, on Tuesday night, I try to do a show on manifesting, creating things to happen. And I love the Christmas season because there's such a great energy, you know what I mean? If you feel it in your heart, you usually feel it in the air, right? So, and that's such a, I heard that the other day on a TV show, and I'm not a big TV watcher, but it was a Christmas movie. And so anyway, on that note, my father just got here for the holidays, so I'm going to enjoy spending that with him. And we're having a great time. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go back home and, you know, where he's at, and he and I are going to go out and grab a bit to eat, a bite to eat, and enjoy each other's company. And you know what I love about my dad? You know, he has a great relationship with himself, and he's taught me that by example, and so did my mom by example as well. And my mom transferred out here to the other side about 10 years ago, and my father takes care of himself, and so he's going to be here probably long after we are, all of us. I'm just teasing, but as I said, he's a great example of having a great relationship with himself. And then, you know, when he's met someone and they have a great relationship, too. So let's talk about, you know, what that looks like. And I'm going to use my father as an example for now. And then, you know, and I'll go from there. My dad has a love for God that is just amazing. And so did my grandfather. And they taught that to me, too, as well, to really find God, a love of God, you know. And I heard it, Whitney said it best, God's my best friend, not just someone I believe in. And so I've experienced great joy with that, and my father has as well. And so I think the first thing to having a great relationship is having a great relationship with your master, because I think they're all the arms of God, and most of all that higher part of you, because I think that higher part of you is like waves in the ocean. God's the ocean, Buddha's the ocean, and you're that wave in the ocean, okay? And so you have to, I think, before you can start a great relationship with anyone, you have to have it with yourself and have a higher power, a great relationship with a higher power. And my father and I were talking last night, and he was sharing with me about his best friend, you know, who he was a good friend of his, and they grew up together, and they, you know, did a lot of cool things. They went to university together, and anyway, the gentleman, and he was a good man. I remember his kids and myself, we grew up together, and he was, my dad said to me, he goes, the day that Don died, he goes, I woke up, and he was in my front of my bed, and he goes, I'm going to go talk to Jesus. And Don was a real strong Christian. And he said, I'll see you later. And so my dad called the hospital, and Don had died that morning. But, you know, I guess his soul had found my father before he transferred over to the other side. And so, you know, and said, hey, I'm going to go talk to, you know, Jesus. Maybe you're going to go talk to the angels, maybe you're going to go talk to God, maybe you're going to talk to a higher part of yourselves when you leave, but it doesn't really matter. I think having a higher awareness, a higher power that you can call your own, and in times of trouble, be there, or in times of joy, to be there, because you got to remember, the joy is as important for to enjoy with yourself, your higher part of yourself, as well as calling out when things are not so good. And so having that part in a relationship with yourself and then with your mate is key. And my father, as I said, showed me that for years. And so did my mom. And I have a great aunt that did that. I've seen clients I have, and you know, that do the same thing. The other thing I feel is that, you know, I made a list of qualities that I liked in a guy. You know, maybe you like in your guy or your girl, and kindness, compassion, sensitivity, sweetness, meditation, spiritual, you know, those are important to me. You know what I mean? And those are just a few. And so what qualities do you want in your mate? Do you want him to be spiritual? Do you want him to be Catholic? Do you want him to be Jewish? Do you want them to not be religious? You whatever, you know, make a list of them. Do you want them to be 5'10" if they're, you know, or 6'1" or 5'3", depending on if you want a man or a woman. But be very detailed about the qualities that you're looking for in your guy or your girl. Okay, that's key right there. So when you make a list of the qualities that you want in your guy or your girl, you make sure you mirror those back to that person. So if you want someone that's kind and compassionate, then you would say, okay, how kind and compassionate am I? You know what I mean? And go from there, right? So how kind and compassionate are you if you want that in your relationship? And if you're not getting it in an existing relationship, you got to look at, well, if he were more or she were more this way, I would be this way. It doesn't work like that. When you see yourself as kind and compassionate, then you'll see your mate as that, or your significant other as that as well. Or you'll learn to be more compassionate and kind to them, and they will come back with you. One of the messages that I got tonight from the angels is that tell everyone to be consistent about who they, if they're wanting someone more kind and compassionate, then they need to be more kind and compassionate. Be consistent about it, and be consistent about that with your significant other. So those are a couple of things there. And then if you're having a problem, not a problem, if you're having a challenge, right, there are angels, there are guides that will help you. Let me give you an idea about that. So you want a guy or a girl that makes a certain amount of money. And, you know, what you do is there is an ascended master, an angel, some people call, who's Lakshmi. And you say, Lakshmi, thank you for bringing me prosperity. And thank you for letting me attract that same in a man or a woman. Okay. And then if you want someone who's compassionate and loving, we all want that, right? We want somebody who's prosperous, compassionate and loving, and, you know, and those kind of things. Then there's also an angel or a guide that will help you with that, right? And so who's a great angel that will help you with being kind and loving? Archangel Haniel is wonderful for that. I love her. I see her as a female. Maybe you don't, you know, but, you know, she is kind and loving, and she can help bring that out in you and your potential mate or your existing one. So do the research and find out what qualities that you're looking to attract in your experience with your current relationship or with your new relationship that you would like to attract or are in the process of attracting. Maybe we should say it like that. And then just focus on that or on that, those aspects, right? And that's something that I know really, really works. Let me give you an example. Do you have a lot of whenever you're getting what you want in a relationship, it's always good. And you can use, you know, it's always good to use a higher power. That's the reason why it's super important to have a relationship, because it's like trying to borrow a cup of sugar from your neighbor that you never talked to when you need sugar, right? You know what I mean? So you want God or your angels or whoever you consider, you know, you're the one that you turn to in times of trouble and the one you turn to in times of joy. It's important that you have developed a relationship with that aspect of yourself, of the God that you worship, that you enjoy. So make sure that you've got that down. Okay, and then make a list of qualities and you're going to say to me now, Tari, how do I find someone that it will help me resolve arguments? Well, there's an archangel that will do that, and you know, so I can have peace and joy. And Archangel Zachiel will bring you peace and joy. Archangel Raguel will help you resolve arguments, and Jesus and God will just do it all too. And the Holy Spirit, just say, this is something that you can also do. Holy Spirit, come into every relationship that I have and help me. And you know what? That's what will happen. And that change will happen without you realizing that it's happening. And how cool is that? You know what I mean? And what a great attorney you have when you have the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus, you have the angels, you have God, you have Buddha, whoever you're working with, to help you in your love life. Archangel Samuel will help you strengthen a soulmate relationship. One of the things I'm getting really strong now is that you've got to be really clear on what you're looking to attract. Okay? So make a list of those spiritual, emotional, physical qualities, and also find an angel. If you're, you know, like I said, I gave you Lakshmi, find an angel that will help you you know, that specifically works with those qualities, okay? Like Lakshmi, prosperity, Archangel Michael, courage and strength. You want a guy that has a lot of strength and a lot of courage. And maybe courage for you means that somebody's not, that's not afraid to get, be in a committed relationship. But make sure you're not as well, because sometimes we attract that which we fear, okay? There's been times in the past where I've been afraid to be committed, right? And I've really had to work on that. Working on it now, it's a work in progress. It's a journey, not a destination, you know? And so Michael gives me courage to keep my heart open to receive more. Maybe that's something that you can work on. Say, open my heart so I can receive more, and put me in that state where I'm always receiving more. How cool is that, right? And so those are some things that I think are important, how to get what you want in a relationship, but be very clear about the qualities that you're looking to attract. Make sure you're all those qualities yourself. Find a relationship with your higher power before you ever start pursuing one with another person. And if you already have an existing one and you don't feel like you're growing, or you're not having fun in your relationship, and it's not doing what you, it's not what you like, then really, instead of working on him or her, work on yourself and work on that relationship with your higher power. Because that higher, you know, if you're not working on that relationship with that part of you that I, you know, God, the angels, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, then what I say is, it's like, okay, help me now, right? And God's always going to help you, right? But you know, if you have a relationship where you feel him or her, however you see God, that's always better than just winging it. And, you know, it's to ask your neighbor who you've never talked to before and you've lived beside for 10 years to borrow a cup of sugar, right? And God will always help you, but it's always better when you can connect on many levels and have that great relationship, daily relationship. And then when you ask for a cup of sugar, or you ask for help with your relationship, or you want to send out, hey, thank you for showing me this great guy or this great girl, then that relationship is already there, okay? And remember, you know, if you see it in yourself first and you work on yourself, you're going to see it in your new relationship or your existing one a lot quicker. And then, I, you know, for myself, I would do the research. If you're looking for more kindness and compassion, you know, it's there. And just, you know, you look for the archangels. There's always an archangel. There's always God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit that will do something. Buddha is great for that. And they're all parts of God. That's what I feel. And so that's a few things that you can do to get the relationship and experience the relationship you want. And if you're doing all those things, or at least just one, work on the relationship with yourself and your higher power. It's going to create some miracles in your life. And you know what? This is a season for miracles, right? And remember this. This is key, because I'm being asked to share this with you now. The miracles happen in the now. You know, I was talking to my dad about that last night. You know, he goes, Terry, I really try to live in the now, because the miracles don't happen when you're living in the past and angry and mad because what happened, or hurt and sorrowful because of what happened. Miracles happen right in the now, okay? Not in the future, but experiencing them right now. So remember that, okay? Wouldn't it be great if you could walk into that new relationship with your guy, your girl, and not have any past memories of anything bad that's happened to you in relationships in the past? You can do that. It just takes a little bit of work, okay? Change your mindset, change your life. That's one of the things that I remember. And you guys are due for some miracles, and you have them in escrow, and you're living in the now, and you're working on your relationship with yourself and your higher power. I promise you they're coming, and they're arriving. And not only that, some of you are already experiencing them. So anyway, quick couple announcements before I let you guys go who are listening now or who will download it later. I'm doing yearly readings, and they'll stop in January. So, you know, I've done quite a few of them. I always do, and I only do them once a year. And what does that look like? We go over every aspect of your life, romance, relationships with your family, your friends, your children, if you have them, what's coming up for you in the future regarding, you know, love life, marriage, divorce, you know, any of those things. And sometimes it's a time to be divorced, you know what I mean? What's happening in prosperity in your business or in your career? Are you due for a promotion? Life choices, health, all those things. So just remember, that's what the yearly readings will cover. And so on that note, they usually last about an hour. We can record them, and they are very powerful. And we'll talk about the angels and guides that help you and work with you. So anyway, just give me a call at 954-636-9401 or hit me up on Angel Coaches or facebook.com/angelcoaches if you'd like to schedule an appointment. You guys are amazing, and I appreciate you supporting Angel Coaches over this past year and even before. I'm going to put angel messages on there. You know, especially I did last week, except there was a problem, so they didn't go up. But anyway, I'm going to create angel messages for you. So if you want to get your angel message, go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and check it out. Okay, I'll put it on a video. So just hit the video and listen to it, because I think when you get angel messages, sometimes it's better when you can see and hear it, right? So there's some cool stuff happening for you guys. Anyway, you take care. Have a great day. And we've done one. Our next show's tomorrow night. I know that Whitney's doing one at 7. And 7 Spiritual Gifts, I think, is what she's doing, or something like that. I can't remember. But she's amazing, incredible, and she's got a new workshop out as well. So you guys want to check it out and hit her up. You know, listen to her show tomorrow night at 7, 760-890-7143. And then tomorrow night at 11, we've got Michael and his You're Always Lucky in Paradise. Is that not cool? It is a pure entertainment show, and he's got lots of cool stuff about trips, up-and-coming trips that you can win, cruises, celebrity gossip, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of gossip, but Michael does it in a cool way, and he gives back to people, and he teaches us all how to be a millionaire. So that's tomorrow night, or Wednesday night at 11 and 7 p.m. for Whitney. All right, everybody, have a great now, and we will see you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye now.